What's up, everybody? It's me, the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto. Welcome to an exciting edition of the Fig Guys. Joining me, as usual, the hottest hot
it's me
in the business.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. And yes, don't avert your eyes. We might look like the right to censor, but we are here to enjoy our night. we're both wearing white. We look like a, I'm
scared of my job. Wind Creek Poker, baby.
We look like some Stay Puft Marshmallow guys.
Ooh,
this is just a massive white hoodie, and I love it. This is my hook hoodie.
Baby on a barbecue. Let's go. Let's go. If you haven't noticed, guys, I am live. I have moved my setup to the toy room, and here it is. And I'm going to work on perfecting it. I just did this really quick to get it over here. No more green screen. What is behind me? I can actually... Oh, maybe it is a green screen. No, it's not a green screen. I have figures right there. So
you should have put the green screen up and then do like a drop.
but too late now.
Where was I 5 minutes ago?
And I just hurt my shoulder just reaching for that. There we
go. Yeah.
This is the arm I can't reach back with. But yeah, so
this arm for me. Same arm.
New setup will be right in the toy room. There I am. Yeah. I just moved 15 feet over. Again, I want to perfect it. I'm not super comfortable yet, but I got the Christmas tree next to me that stays up all year round. Let's go.
Hey, big guys. You got toys? You might as well have the tree up.
Oh my gosh. This tree stays up all year round. I love Christmas, and I'm too lazy to take it down, if I'm being honest with
you. It's okay. I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you, maybe.
Well, I would hope so, because we could actually see them now. Your Ultimates. This is the first time we're kind of getting a glimpse into the OG Fig Vault, if you will. Copyrighted. No. But your Ultimates, are they organized by release?
Yes.
That's really cool. Yeah. They look stunning. There's a beautiful shelf back there.
Get me out of the way. But yes, they are in release. But then on the bottom, I have them like the Ruthless Aggression series. I have the Legend series. Like, I have them broken down. And if you look on the top, you could see, you want to say, hold on. I hope I don't mess up.
Now I have to screw up your camera by asking questions.
It's going up. It's going up. And up there you got.
Oh, look how beautiful that looks.
Yeah.
This is worth it enough just to move the setup.
right back to where it should be. So I'm pretty happy about that.
There we go. No problems here, man.
We have a fun episode, guys. I got the new Raw ring with the Rhea Ripley Ultimate. We're going to look at that later.
Money.
Lots of news today. Lots of new pictures and stuff as usual. But guys, do you know where you could find us yet? Have you been listening? Mike, tell the people, inform them, enlighten them where they can find
us. I'll tell them right now. You guys got to head on over to thefigguys.com. The Fig Guys, if you're Tom Montalto. but go check out thefigguys.com for all of your Fig Guys needs. You'll find our podcast. You'll find our YouTube channel. You'll find everything and anything in between. You can go to Ringside Collectibles straight from the link. Our code pops up. Everything's good to go, man. But listen, you need anything Fig Guys related, thefigguys.com. Your go-to space, your number one place for all your Fig Guy related content. That was good.
And we are a podcast, guys. So wherever you find your favorite podcast, go listen as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. Wherever you listen to your podcast, just search Fig Guys, and I'm sure you'll find us. And please leave a review. Please subscribe. Even if you don't listen on there, just to subscribe and would help, and leaving a review would help. And we're going to start, I promise you, we're going to start releasing some bonus podcast episodes. We are. We're going to start having more guests on. That's our goal. Things have been crazy. They're calming down. Let's start.
We talk about wrestling all the time when we're not here.
Yes.
And then we come here and we talk about wrestling. So we might as well talk more about wrestling, but record it with people that also like wrestling.
Yes.
Like you guys.
Yes. And you know what? Let's start talking to the people we interact with on social media. Let's start talking to all the influencers. Like, it's just, we're going to start. Maybe we'll set something up for next week. Who knows? So
who knows?
Yes.
Mo knows. Mo's not here.
That sounds like a commercial from the 80s. Was Bo Jackson?
Dad used to walk around all the time and call people Mo, and it would get him in trouble. It would get him like the best service in places. Like, he would just be like, "Hey Mo, what's going on? Yo Mo over here." Yeah, like that was just his go-to. So when Mo popped up, It was like a little tap on my shoulder for my dad saying, "Hey, man, I'm still watching with you." So I appreciate Mo too. But Mo knows, Bo knows. I know those commercials. I remember those. Bo Jackson, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Those were awesome. Bo Jackson, man. What an athlete, man. What an athlete.
So good, man.
What's new with you, Mike?
Nothing much, man. Enjoying another week. January feels like it's been going on forever. It feels like night one of the first pandemic WrestleMania. It just won't end. we're right at the finish line. We got less than a week to go. I'm super excited for February to get here. The year's moving on. So are we. I'm super excited.
Tama Mania 50s happened in March, so let's not rush it. Let's go slow.
We're not rushing it, but the anticipation's killing me, so I'm excited for Tama Mania to get here. There's so many things. We got Royal Rumble this weekend. So much stuff is going on.
Ready for the Rumble.
Got a great episode of Dynamite being planned for tomorrow. We're leading up into their craziness. Wrestling's just been so good. Raw was crazy. Shout out to JD. What's his last name?
McDonough, like, you know, prayers and a speedy recovery to him. And Nasty, he hits his head. He takes the nastiest bump in the world.
I think he missed when barely, but I think it was all in the chest because the way he back hit that table, man.
Some ripped, deflated lung, like speedy recovery. And he finished the match. So, like,
Trooper.
That's a tough SOB. That guy just made his career. Like, when he comes back, what an ovation he's going to get. Yeah. I know it's wrong. The microphone's on the wrong side, and it's driving me crazy.
It's funny. Was it you yesterday that said that was the biggest pop he's gotten in his entire career is when he got back up to the apron?
Oh, no, but that is funny. But
it's funny.
Tough guy to finish that, because that was a nasty-looking spot. That was whiplash. It could have been so much worse. So thank God that's all it is. Like,
this is scary, man.
It could have ended his life. It was so nasty. Like, really?
Yeah, I always tell... Like, the kids were like, what happened? Because I was showing videos of it this morning. I was like, this guy messed himself up hardcore. And they were like, but it's not supposed to be painful. Like, yes, it's very painful.
I say the same thing to everybody. Like, listen, is the outcome scripted? Do you know who's going to win? Sure. Do those bumps hurt? Yes, absolutely. Those guys, I mean, they know how to protect themselves and have it hurt the least, but
it still stings.
I mean, Brian Myers on a major pod a couple of weeks ago was talking about the Jeff Hardy spot he took off a ladder through the table, and he's like, that was the most painful thing he ever took in wrestling.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Jeff doesn't slow down. Jeff, when he does those swanton bombs, man, he blazes into it.
Yeah, he does. What do you say? Good we jump stuff. Into some, see, I got yes. it. I'm learning. It's okay. Judah's all the way over here. The mic's over here. Next week, the mic will be over here. I think the computer will be over here.
We got to get you like the Sam Roberts view now, where the camera is a little bit in front of the table. You look like the co-host.
Originally, I had it set up like that, but it was too far away.
I get that.
Yeah, so that's why. But I have I have a full week to perfect it now, and hopefully I come down here before next Tuesday.
You
know, this has motivated me. It's incentivized me to like clean up the whole basement because I'm just looking at a mess. And come Saturday, I need to be watching a Royal Rumble right over here on the big screen TV. I'm not watching that upstairs, staring at the TV above the fireplace with a stick. That'll be here.
Such a weird concept to put TVs above things.
I hate it.
High up. I never understood it.
I told my wife we're changing it because it just makes watching TV unenjoyable for me.
Like when we were kids, we had those big box TVs that were basically furniture in itself too, you know? So like you're used to it being at a ground level. It's so weird, right? You know what I mean? Like it's such who wants to watch shows like this?
I know. I hate it. Like it literally makes watching TV less enjoyable for me. So I do have to change it. So I told my wife, I'm changing the living room. We're going to get like a 65-inch TV for up there, 4K. I can play my place and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, right in time for 2K25. We'll get to that in a few. We'll talk about it. Let's get into some news, Tom. You good?
Let's jump into the news. You ready, Mike?
Let's do it.
We got Tyson in the chat. What's up, Tyson? How you doing, buddy? We got Pandemic Aura. How you doing? And also, just jumping in now, Joey Buds. What's up, buddy?
What's up, brother?
I feel like I'm screaming. Am I screaming extra
loud? No, you sound good.
so far over here.
You're like full of excitement. This is the energy we need from you, man.
Listen, I'm always full of excitement. I had an exciting day today.
It's okay. And we got Matt Goldberg in the chat. What up, Matt?
Goldberg. You're supposed to be on Raw last night. He didn't show. I don't know.
Amazing Batista photo. He just threw it up and threw up there yesterday. Oh, man. It was so good. With the pyro in the background. Loving it.
All right. How's that? Is that a little better? I don't have to scream.
You're not screaming. I think he was being sarcastic.
I felt like I was screaming and Goldberg wouldn't lie.
You don't sound like Regis Philbin. Like you got.
What
like
are you talking about?
What do you mean? I don't understand what you're talking about, but we're gonna get into it right now with the Royal Rumble.
Make it.
It was funny. He could have made the Raw.
He had
family obligations. Same reason why he wasn't on Saturday Night's Main Event.
Oh man. Yeah. Like Goldberg just keeps knocking out the photos, killing it.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely crushing it.
So. Yeah, if you guys don't follow him on Instagram or
NBG any social, 1211 on Instagram, go there follow, you go, man.
Great follow.
I sent you.
I like that.
Let's go into some news.
That was a good week, guys. If you're going to be at WrestleCon this very weekend, there is a 1 of 100 Wrestle Something wrestlers of the one and only Vlad, rocking the black tank top. So good. This is awesome. I like this one better than the original release.
Dude, it looks so much like him. Like
it does. Is
so good. I have the Bendy. I bought the Major Bendy. And I got to meet Vlad. He was there when I was.
Should have had him sign it.
It wasn't out then.
Damn.
He was at the Major Bendy table when I was there. And I took a picture with the guy because as a kid, I watched this guy at every MSG show. I'd walk past. Like he was a celebrity to us going to MSG shows and everything. So
yeah, of course. I think this one pops so much more than the regular release, though. Something about the black tank top looks so good. I dig it a lot, man. Yeah. You know, we've jumped the shark in the wrestling figure world, and we're making fans. Even though Vlad is an exception, it's still pretty funny.
When you're making Vlad variants is when you jump the shark.
But it's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the idea of Vlad. Next thing, we need a green shirt guy for our front rows.
There you go.
I'm here for it. Then we could get Dusty Rhodes in the crowd watching the film screen.
We need our buddy Mike, who's the Dusty Rhodes tribute guy.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike, man. Yeah. It's one Mike to another. I like it. But look at this. WrestleCon this weekend, 1 of 100. Wrestle Something wrestlers. Beautiful Vlad. Moving on to our next thing. I know Goldberg's excited about this because he just did an awesome video about these, but I'm super excited about this because we got more U2s coming, more AEW coming from U2s with variants. Look at the cool variants we got here. But we got Darby Allin. We got John Moxley. We got John Moxley after he stubs his toe. We got Mercedes Moné. We got two swerves, one rock in the all gold. Absolutely fantastic. Wow. Cannot wait. These look so good, man. The Darby looks awesome.
Yeah. I might have to order these. The originals, I never got them yet, but they're cool.
I haven't gotten them either, but I did buy some Call of Duty themed U2's stuff. Yeah.
You like them?
I haven't gotten them yet.
Oh, okay.
They're pre-orders.
Gotcha.
Still cool, though.
Yeah, I like it. At least we're getting something new of AEW.
We got more new from AEW, but we'll get to that. Moving on from our awesome U2's. Again, go check them out when they get here. They're going to be great. But we got Matt Maniacs. And I'm not talking about Matt Cardona, but I am talking about Matt Cardona because we got the major players, the wrestling figure influencers of influencers. We got the major pod boys, Brian Myers, Matt Cardona, coming to Matt Maniacs. These look so awesome, man. I'm a big, big fan. Follow the _ nerd closet on Instagram for more details on how to purchase these. I mean, these have been so, so good.
Dude, I think I have to go and order the Road Warrior ones. Like,
I feel like I'm missing the ball on not getting these because I love cartoony shit, and I think these are gonna fit right up that alley.
Yeah, they look fun. They
look so good.
And you know what? One thing I love about them is they're not modeled after any other previous figures.
Yeah, that's a very good point too. None of them are.
It's nice to see a new company do something new for a change. Everybody's Astro, and I love the LJNs because there's just one company doing that. I don't want a ton more, but like it's nice to see a company go out and do more. And you know, we got the Steiners from them already, we got the Road Warriors, so like now you could have a Matt Cardona take a I can't think of the name of the move. What's wrong with me?
Okay,
What's the name of the rope where he's on the top rope?
The Doomsday Device.
Doomsday Device. Thank you.
The major boys did the Doomsday Device at one point in their careers.
They did?
I'm pretty sure I've seen them hit it.
Not as scary as the Road Warriors doing it.
Nobody does it better than the Road Warriors. Let me tell you.
Tell them, Mike.
Tell them, Mike. Yeah, but these are awesome. Again, the underscore nerd closet on Instagram. He'll have all the details. These are so good. I love it, man.
I'm loving it. I am.
Remember, I thought these were like AI when we first see them, but they're so much better. They're real.
Goldberg saying, watch his unboxing. What did he unbox?
He unboxed the U2s.
Oh, that's
not cool. Not the newest ones, but the other ones. He's excited for the new ones.
I'm going to check that out because I want to see.
It was a great unboxing. You got to check it out. It's really good. Very, very well done. I like the unboxings from Matt. Keep it up, man.
Goldberg was going to do unboxings. He doesn't do anything half-assed, so I'm not shocked.
No, it was a very well put together video. Production was solid. Everything was good, man.
It's been a while since he's hopped on here.
Welcome the Goldberg guys. I'm a Goldberg guy.
Absolutely. All right. What do we got?
Rock and roll. Oh, feed me more. I didn't know where I was going with this, but Ryback will be getting his first action figure since his days in WWE, coming from our good friend Zombie Sailor in the Heels and Faces line. If you cannot check out the awesome details on the singlet. I was never a fan of Ryback wrestling, but I love this gear because he airbrushed like RVD does.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, this is fantastic. Great likeness look. I'm blown away.
The gear is amazing, but I will say this. Heels and Faces has finally found a way to make me stop being a completist.
You're not the first person I heard say that, too.
I do not need this. I do not want this, and I will not be getting it. I'm sorry,
to keep in my fridge.
Big Bully Busick.
I might open it.
Way above Ryback for me. So, no.
You take that back. He's going to put his stogie out in your cereal. it's still a great figure, though.
It looks amazing.
Likeness. It was not on my bingo card that Ryback was getting a new toy this year.
No, it looks great. It looks absolutely.
But it does look fantastic. Great job, Zombie Sailor, on the quality of it all. Less Rybacks. Feed us less. When it comes
to quality, Zombie does quality. His packaging, like the cardboard, is so thick. There's no getting those plastics off. They're not just going to fall off. So quality,
they're amazing.
Can you wait a little bit for Zombie stuff? Yeah, sure. But is it worth it in the end? Yeah, I think so. I would say.
Did you also see? I know he posted it this afternoon, but if you guys have moved since you put in your more recent Zombie Sailor orders, make sure you check out his post on Instagram because he is accepting address changes because Punk's doing stock, and nice. So is Bloody Ric Flair, Abdul the Butcher, Tajiri, Mike Awesome.
I need all those. So
make sure you get your number straight with Zombie Sailor before it's too late, brother.
Yeah. I'm so looking forward to seeing him in Las Vegas. I'm sure he'll be there with the table, probably have a
exclusive
to Comic-Con. Can't wait for those tickets to go on sale as well.
Ooh, yeah. That's going to be a fun one, man.
Absolutely.
Gotta love it.
Absolutely.
Love Zombie Sailor. Got all the goods. Yeah. I'm excited.
What else we got?
Ooh, this one's very, very cool. This is Kayfabe Heroes. They are rocking out a 1 of 100 Rene Dupree. Tried.
Pretty good. With
Fifi, the French flag accessories available exclusively at shopkwk.com this February. That would be this Saturday, the day of the Royal Rumble. So if you're getting your Rumble on, you want to order some figs to get in the spirit, this is probably your best bet. So head on over to shopkwk.com February 1st for your chance to get Rene Dupree.
Looks great. It really does. So,
yeah, not like he needed a Rene Dupree in my retro line, but I'm okay with it. Yeah, some people want it. I like it. This is awesome. These brand new Knuckle Crunchers WrestleMania 3-pack, obviously featuring Cody Rhodes, John Cena, and the final boss. Look at this slew of accessories here. You're getting the Rock's weight belt. You're getting the WWE Championship. You got a yellow trash can, a silver table. I think they got the paint mixed up on the table and the trash can. And you got a red Jeff Jarrett guitar coming with your awesome, beautiful Knuckle Crushers. I still need to pick some of these up. I'm dying to pick them up. Dude, I haven't seen a single one in the store yet. This is the pack.
I need this set. This set is cool looking, and it looks so good in box. I probably won't even open it. Like, it just looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do either, but like, I feel like even with little sets like this now, they're packaging it, so it's also makes a good display piece, and they crush
very,
it.
Very true. Can we talk about the irony that Cody's holding the sledgehammer?
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Wait a minute. The Rock's holding a shovel. Who are they burying?
John Cena's holding a crutch. He's working his way out. Ooh, chills. Foreseeing the future in figure releases. That's how we do it. It's a cool set, though. I need some knuckle crunchers.
It definitely does. I'm going to check out some knuckle crunchers soon. I really am.
I like him.
All right. Let's see what's next.
Moving on. Oh, yeah. We're back into the KWK because we got La Resistance variant C. It's three variants, right? So A, B, C?
Yeah. Yeah,
ABC. All right. Again, I know my numericals, but it's the alphabet that throws me up. No. But variant C comes in long tights. It's a first for them in figure form. These are limited to only 200, so do not miss out on them while supplies last. Again, shop KWK.com.
Yeah, they look great. Joey Bud's asking, is that Knuckle Crunchers WrestleMania exclusive to anywhere? And we haven't heard yet. I haven't heard. I tried to find it. I didn't see anything.
I would assume Walmart. I haven't seen the Knuckle Crunchers in Target yet.
No, I think Ringside gets them as well, though.
They better.
Yeah, so I need that set.
Yeah, I'm here for it. It's a good set. I want to get that Costco set, too, that came with the ring.
Ooh,
missed out on that one. That was a good one, too.
Hard on my Costco. I did check.
They were my Costco. I love when you see like an Instagram reel. They're like, now at Costco, I got this brand. And you're like, oh, cool. And then you go to Costco and none of that's there.
You watch that guy, Bobby, on he's on Instagram and TikTok. Bobby approves. He goes around Costco telling you all the really healthy stuff, why you should buy this one and not that one.
Is he getting a title shot in an AEW next week?
Then I make a list. No, and then I go buy what he tells me to buy. No. Yeah, we need
that. I couldn't not take the Costco guy jab. But yes, definitely need it. I approve. I'm here for it. More knuckle crunchers, more KWK, kayfabe heroes. And of course, we got this bad boy. Not a big basic ring guy, but I love the detail on this. Found on Smith's website in the UK is a WWE WrestleMania Bloodline Rules playset featuring The Rock and Roman Reigns. I like the reins on this. The green looks fantastic.
I was there, so I need this, right? Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Yeah, I definitely need this. It's cool. I was there.
Looks clean looking. I like it.
I don't buy many basic rings. I've had a couple over the years. I bought the WCW one. I came with the Dusty Rhodes, and I think the only other one I bought was the blue steel cage one that just was out last year.
Listen, they're great for displaying.
Yeah,
great. You know,
if you just want to do a quick picture.
Yeah. And listen, and if you got kids, you throw it in the middle of the living room, let them brawl out on it. Like, that's fun.
I'll beat a kid. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Whoa. No.
I'm joking.
What are you, big bully Busick? What happened? Where's your stogie?
I don't smoke any.
If you guys are out and about at your local Smith's and you're looking for a Roman Reigns and Rock figure and a ring to roll around in, this is it, man.
Somebody's got to get it here right now. So I'm going to hit up our buddy Phil Dunnett and like Phil.
It's a great set.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, Smith's always get some cool like rings.
I wish we had Smith's here because you could actually find exclusives there, not like Walmart.
It's true. Yeah.
All right. What do we got?
Good stuff. I'm okay with it. Ooh. You know what time it is. It's FOCO time. We got to have like a breakdown for that, like a bumper for that. I'm going to work on that.
Eddie Guerrero impression. I just.
You got to do the.
Faster and not that good.
But Chico, let me tell you, Eddie Guerrero, one of 225, rocking the lowrider. This is cool. Very, very awesome. Love the bass. Love that he's sitting in the lowrider. It's got the rose on the hood. Viva la raza. I'm here for it. And it looks really good for a Guerrero figure, man. This is fantastic. So FOCO, again, knocking it out of the park. This is super, super good. And here's the best part. Only $80, and it ships this July.
Wow.
You better go check out FOCO, man.
I just realized why I always had my computer on a box over there, so I wouldn't be looking down and the camera would catch me looking down, giving you guys the shine off the top of my head.
I thought you were just always looking down on us, Tom.
Something else to fix for next week.
It's okay. You look great. Your wall looks great. We're doing great. It's a great night for fig time. Yeah, but this looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Latino Foco.
Another, baby. Another week, another Foco, baby.
Another week, another Foco, another fig guy. Oh,
I like it. All right, what's next?
Well, we're moving on from Foco to Funko. I almost set them backwards there, but the last time is now. And this time is John Cena rocking over it. It's a Fanatics exclusive Funko Pop available exclusively at the WWE shop. Limited quantities. It is the farewell tour. This is your first of probably, I'm not going to say it's we're going to be stopping getting John Cena merch anytime soon. No. That would be insanity. But this looks cool. And you got to, however, you must buy this John Cena Funko Pop, Fanatics Fun. A lot of F words going on and none of my favorites.
So tempted, Mike.
Like, you know what? I'm doing it.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to get it. Uh-huh. I only have like three wrestling pops. I have like six pops in total.
I have a couple left, so we'll see. Yeah.
So this is what I'm going to rock and roll.
After the news, we'll get there. That's our next segment. The only
Through the list, we're doing good. Don't worry.
Just another couple of minutes.
Your unboxing. We're getting in the unboxings. Yeah. Let's go on. Let's move it along so we can rock and roll it. We got some knuckle crunchers, but we got some bone crushing wrestlers rocking out the Jeff and Matt Hardy, the Hardy Boys we probably should have got in the original bone crunching era, if you will. But these are super super cool. I'm a big fan, man. Yeah, just. Pops the very, very Attitude Era themed Hardy Boys for your bone crunching collection.
Yeah, so good. It looks really good.
Yeah, big fan. Love the hair. Love the you know, the armbands, the shirts. We need a Gangrel now. Oh no, we don't need Gangrel. We need Ward, Alfred, or Michael Hayes. That he used to come out with them here.
Right.
Yeah. Get on it. With the matching shirt, damn it. It's so good, though. If you guys are bone crushing collectors, then head on over to FC Toys. Right?
Yes.
Something wrestlers. You got it.
You got it. All right.
You got it. Boom. Ooh, okay.
Let's talk about some new photos ringside release, guys. Unmatched 11.
Already popping up in people's hands too, but a few things I want to take away here. The boxes seem like they changed a little bit. The artwork, at least, super super clean looking. I'm loving it. But we got new AEW Jazzmers figures, and we're starting off with this beautiful, beautiful old school Sting, baby. This is great.
What do you think? I like it. I like it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. This whole series, I love. This is one of the best series to date from the AEW Jazzmers team. Huge solid fan. Solid. Absolutely solid. We got that Sky Blue's amazing. We got Will Ospreay. Yeah. I didn't know you had them all rocking, but we got Blade Runner Sting, the throwback, one of 3,000, rocking that awesome, awesome rare tag. Love the silver boots. Love the glasses.
How do you make a Jazzwares figure disappear? You just throw that rare sticker on it, and then you can't find it anywhere.
It's gone.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's a John Cena figure now. I ain't gonna see it.
Good, man. This is cool too. So
good. Love the Blade Runner Sting.
Yeah, I'm gonna
go great with your warrior, your Dingo Warrior.
And they are in stock, so I don't know which my collectibles. Stay tuned. We'll get to that on a ringside roundup in a minute.
Gotcha. Oh yeah, look at that. Jay White.
Yeah, Jay White is first figure in a line. We got the exclusive. Ringside.
Love the black and gold era. He's got Bullet Club era on his knee. It's our first piece of Bullet Club merchandise, technically, right?
I guess so. That's a good point. There must be a shirt. Cool. Got to be a shirt.
Yeah. A soft goods leather jacket, looking great.
Bang bang gang, baby.
Bang bang.
Guns up! I acknowledge you. Oh wait. And there's the Chase version
with a action figure sized. Cardboard Jay White.
Oh, how cool is that?
That makes it, right? That is the best accessory of 2025 so far.
It is really cool. It really is. So
super, super cool. And such a silly, awesome idea. Just love it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
great. Super cool. Oh, yeah. You know it, bruv. I know it, bruv. I'm looking super forward to this because we have our debut Will Ospreay figure in the AEW Jazzwares line, and it is fantastic looking. Cannot wait to add this into the collection.
I need this one, baby.
Yeah.
I need
super pumped. Right, snuck out right before that All In exclusive.
Yeah.
Ospreay, which is funny. Yeah, very, absolutely. Very good. But I can't wait for that one either. But I also can't wait for this. They updated the jacket from the last time we've seen it on display. It's a soft goods coat now. It's not that rubber jacket that he was rocking. It looks so good. Wow. Very, very good.
Cool.
Love it. Always love a good Darby figure, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's an anchor in the line. But the sky blue is the seller of the set for me. She looks fantastic. Rocking her gorgeous black goth gown. She's got the smeared eye makeup. She's got the crown of flowers. She looks fantastic.
This is amazing. It really is. Yeah. I cannot wait to get this figure. It looks so good.
Absolutely.
So good. She's close to a return, right?
Should be.
Yeah, it's been a while now. So
it has been a while. I was wondering what was lacking from AEW lately. It's been sky blue.
You know what's missing? AEW needs to start putting some first time in a line stickers on a box.
I'm not opposed to that.
First action figure, just something like that. Like, you know, when you buy a baseball card or a sports card, and the first card always has the rookie card symbol on it.
You know what? They should put like a rookie label somewhere on the box.
Yeah, exactly. Like Mattel puts first time in a line, but for first figures, I like to see companies start putting something on for first figures. Make it stand out. Give it more reason for people to collect the first figure of somebody.
I don't disagree. I like it.
That'd be a fun little aspect to collect them.
But before they put another sticker on something and make it obsolete for us, we got to get the sky blue.
Yeah, that's Joey Buds. Darby's the man from Chi-Town. I love it. It is.
Sky Blue rocking the indie circuit here in Chicago for many, many years.
Yeah, you know, I got to meet her when I was out there at the FanFest.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Great stuff. And, of course, we got Patchy McAdams, Brian Danielson.
all eye patch wrestling.
Yeah, before he was drinking bleach, this is when he couldn't see. He's rocking and rolling. Poor Danielson, the most eco-friendly person in the world. They're putting plastic bags on his head. His figure's wrapped in plastic. They're making him drink bleach.
Oh, man.
Give the guy a break, will you?
Yeah. Give him a cut it out. All right.
Cut it out. Yeah. This is great, though. I love it. I'm here for it.
It is great.
Good attire. Great looking figure.
We got to go back to the squares, Mike. And it's now
time. Like Hollywood squares. Ooh.
The Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. After you're done here, after you're done watching or listening to the Fig Guys, head on over to Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. Pretty easy to remember. Make yourself a purchase, and when you go to checkout, just put the seven letters in the coupon box. It's FIGGUYS. Put the Fig Guys in the coupon box, and you will save 10%. Can't make it much easier than that, guys. Head on over to Ringside Collectibles. That's where I get all my figures. I got a package today, and we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes.
Yeah. The AW wave is sick.
It is.
Magic in the comments.
That magic? What's up, magic? Do you believe
it's a magic. It doesn't mean it's the magic.
Oh, it's a magic. If it was the magic, I was going to tell him how great that sky blue figure is, thinking he might have actually worked on it.
Well, the sentiment's there. It's a beautiful figure, but we're done talking about toys for a minute. We're moving on to more toys.
Yes,
you know what I did there. Yes. Oh, don't get your wallet eliminated. Make sure you guys head on over to Ringside Collectibles this week before it's all said and done, because they are having the Royal Rumble sale, and you do not want to be number 30. You want to make sure you're number one. You see what I'm doing? There's good stuff. And we need the buzzers.
Hey, but I want to be number 30. Wait a minute. Why would I want to come in as number one?
Well, you don't want to miss the sales. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Because if you're first in line for the sale, then you get all the good stuff, right? But check out the Royal Rumble sale for all the great deals. And on top of that, use our code FIGGUYS, and you will save an additional 10% on the sale items, making it even more cheaper for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I dig it. I'm loving it. It's great. And speaking of, we just showed you the goods. But bruv, get on board. Go on over to Ringside Collectibles and order Unmatched 11 because they are in stock right now.
Yeah.
All these beauts could be in your collection as we speak.
Absolutely. They look great. So also new in stock.
Ooh, it's El Desperado from the New Japan line from Storm Collectibles. And Tom, I know you like the Storm Collectibles. You got the Hogan's. Yes. You got a Liger?
No.
The Liger, you missed out on. That was one of the best action figures of.
I meant to get one, I never did.
You know what? I meant to get the first one. I missed out. I meant to get the second one. I missed out. But they had like a fourth one where he was still in the red and black. Yeah. Had to get it. But these are phenomenal. I'm talking top tier wrestling figures, action figures in general. So good. Storm Collectibles takes it up to a whole nother level with their articulation, their accessories, the way the bodies are put together. Super awesome. So El Desperado will fit right in with your awesome collection. They're only a little bit bulkier than your Mattels and your AEWs, but I think they do fit in a little bit better with the AEW figures.
Okay.
Either way, they fit in with your collection and they're amazing. So head on over, pick this bad boy up right now before you're El Deserted, though.
And put in the code Fig Guys.
I'm doing commentary over here like I'm Michael Cole. Give me a minute.
Oh man, Michael Cole with that handshake last night was so me. I could never do those handshakes. I'm a Pat McAfee had me cracking up last night. Like you're an old white guy, and I'm like, that's me too. That's it.
Then they tried doing it again afterwards, and he's like, no, you stick to the set your lane. Stay to it, pal. So good. Oh my goodness. Speaking of WWE, we got this amazing WWE Survivor Series War Games playset with the one and only, what was his old name?
Butch.
That's what I wanted to call him. I didn't want to call him Pete Dunne. I'm not done calling him Butch yet.
Yeah, we'll get there. It's right after the Ringside Roundup.
You know what's funny? It was like Butch was the whole era I stopped watching. I watched when he was Pete Dunne.
Oh, really?
I missed all the crappy name changes that WWE did and all the bad gimmicks. I took a nice hiatus, but this is awesome. If you guys haven't seen the War Games playsets yet, go check them out. They're amazing. You're getting two rings, a giant massive cage. You got weapons, accessories, all the good stuff, and Pete Dunne, which is labeled as Butch on the back. I asked you what his name was, and I was sitting right there in front of me.
I didn't want to call you out on it. I was
cursed.
I was a nice co-host, and I didn't say Reed, Mike.
You could have, because I still probably wouldn't have. I would have said crash the cage or something, but this looks so good.
That's a really good question. You know what? I saw now they're releasing. Why are they using Pete Dunne for this set?
Yeah.
There's a new one coming out with Randy Orton. Talk about turnaround time with another one.
That's crazy.
Don't be a butch.
Don't be a butch about it. I love it. You know what they should have did? They should have dropped one with Randy Orton, a variant with CM Punk.
Ooh,
Bloodline.
I like it. You would have made me, if you would have made one with CM Punk, you would have made me buy one. I have the original, the one that was with the NXT.
So yeah.
Another one. I forgot who was even with that one. I want to say Finn Balor. Was it Finn Balor with that one?
Yeah, I think it was Finn Balor.
Yeah, so I have that one.
This is a cool set. I never picked up one of these, and I'm a sucker for playsets. Somebody was trying to ask me if I had an extra ring somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I took a picture of my upstairs because I'm cleaning it, as I showed you. And I was like, I don't know. I'm cleaning right now. And he goes, dude, there's 9 rings in the picture you sent me. And I was like, all right, shut up. I know I got a problem.
You don't need that one. Just send it to me.
Yeah. Well, I need this one.
All right.
Great stuff.
And last but not least.
It's in Tom's hands, technically. Well, on his floor. But it's right there. It's rock and roll. We got the brand new WWE Ultimate Edition Raw ring. I still call it Monday Night Raw, and I'm never going to stop. But we got this beautiful Ultimate Edition Rhea Ripley coming with it. I mean, decked out to the T. We'll see more about it in a second. Absolutely stellar.
Mike, this is a question for you from only the good one.
I do.
The only one here. Do you guys have the SmackDown fifth stage from Jax?
I do. I have it in my basement. I have this. They have that one. I got the Monday Night Raw one. They made another one. I also have the later released Monday Night Raw one. That came with the basic ring, the barricades, like some cardboard foldouts, It was like the last ring they actually produced. It was supposed to be a real scale ring, but for some reason it wasn't in the budgets, or it wasn't in my future, or my cards, whatever. But funny how things turned out. We still got a bunch of great rings. I don't care. But I actually just pulled it out of the closet the other day, and I was like, damn, I was like, this has an amazing entrance stage. You got to start busting those out more often.
Very cool. Okay, so this is the segment I think everybody's waiting for today. All righty, the moment everybody's been waiting for.
It's the end of the show. Have a great night. No.
I've got one of 500 set from Epic Toys. Oh. And these are absolutely amazing. The masks, yeah, look at the masks. They're like alternative heads. You can see the eyes right through the masks.
That's so cool.
How cool are these?
Yeah, and you said they're magnetized.
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll take it apart and show you.
I got to see the magnetic... Because when people tell me that there's magnets in wrestling toys, I'm thinking of grip and flips. I'm thinking of old WCW where they got the magnets in the hands and they flip them over. That,
right? An axe comes with the extra head. So you want to switch heads. Instead of having a peg.
How does it feel on there? Is it secure? Wow.
It's very secure.
Impressed. Very impressed.
They got some strong ass magnets on these things.
And this is the same guy that made that like ultimate retro DDP, right?
Is it?
I think so. So that's got magnets in the arms too, so he could do the diamond cutter.
Yeah, I mean, look at Smash. Look how good these are.
So cool. Yeah. Very well detailed. Very, very clean looking.
All right. Yeah, I love these. I absolutely love these. Did you get anything this week, Mike, before we jump into
You know what? I got stuff. I opened, but I haven't taken pictures yet, but I did want to show off this bad boy. You can get yourself ready while I'm
that's what I'm doing,
screwing around over here. But I have, after I put out that awesome picture of Dusty Rhodes,
yeah,
I had to go out. I forgot Mattel Creations, guys. Ooh. They're getting those store exclusives. You guys, if you're sleeping on them, I ordered mine, what, Tom, it was here in a day.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like
4 hours. And I live across the country, so it was very impressive. But I was able to pick up the brand new Build-A-Figure Dusty Rhodes in the NWO Gear Daddy.
Oh, wow.
That's my screen. I got to put my focus to the screen and zoom in on this bad boy because it is amazing. It's got a little paint scuffs on it, and that's nobody's fault. That's just factory errors. So he's got a little smear on his chin.
Oh, wow.
It just looks like he's sweating. Look at those glasses. And this is my first Build-A-Figure since they started doing them. Like, I've actually put together.
Wow, you actually put together. Okay, that's
since the new ones. Yeah. So like, this is really good, man. I was impressed. They do feel a little light, but not in a bad way.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan, man. Look at man. It's Dusty Rhodes. It looks great though. This is a great scan for him too.
Yeah.
Show that off. It looks great, wow, man. Look at him.
Oh, wow, that really is.
I want to put him in a business suit and have him become Booker Dusty. But I got the whole line. I'll go through them really quick.
Yeah.
The lead is awesome. The whole line. This is a good Monday Night War set. Bam, there's Lita. Great looking Lita. Great figure. The winner of this set for me is Six. Six is amazing looking. And obviously the Dusty. And the Warrior. I keep forgetting that it's the Warrior we were supposed to get with the Monday Nitro stage.
Yeah.
Well, we got him here. That's beautiful, man.
Looks great.
Yeah, great figure, great boots,
great jacket.
Yeah, look at the details on that bad boy.
Absolutely.
When the soft goods come in handy, baby. Ultimate Warrior on the boots there. Yeah, solid Build-A-Figure set though. Absolutely loved it. Cool. And then I got the last little thing I'll show you because this was all in the order. But I also got the game. Took some pictures of them up over on my Instagram. If you guys are,
check out our.
So inclined to go check it out. You're damn right. I'm over. The Triple H, a great Triple H, probably one of my favorites. And I did want to say the new factory. They got these new pants. They actually feel like track pants. The material on it. It's not like the soft goods.
You can actually see it. It looks like track pants.
Yeah, you can hear it. It's got like that the track pants feel. Very, very cool.
That's really awesome.
Big fan, man. So yeah, Triple H.
Triple H is just sitting there right now.
Beautiful figure, man. Like, that's the thing. Like your Walmart got my shipment of Triple H figures. Yeah, I had to pick it up in Mattel Creations.
Pre-ordered this by Ringside today. FedEx drops it off.
You got it before Mattel Creations did.
Yeah. Thank you, Ringside. And you could go order it on Ringside right now. It's on back order, but use the code FIGGUYS. Save yourself a few bucks. Let me tell you, compared to the other boxes, I feel like this is much heavier.
Ooh.
Like, it's got weight to it. I have the WCW one right over there, still in box, never opened it. That's not going to be the case with this one, because we're going to open this bad boy right now, right here on Fig Guys on a Tuesday night.
Fig Guys on a Tuesday night.
Let's open it up.
I love it.
Let's see what we got in the box.
Huge fan of that white and red packaging. So, so clean looking. You're not a fan of the Triple H head skin? I didn't think it was too bad. I thought it was this one was maybe not so much that one. Hold on. Tom's unboxing. We'll talk Triple H heads.
Look what I got here. Something I've been.
He's pulling it out. He's pulling it out.
That might be figure.
Put up the sensors.
I was looking. There it is. I see what I'm looking for. I was going to do this first.
There you go. Is that I think that's the pose for the Triple H head that you're looking for. That's why it looks a little
good. Whoa, wait a second, guys.
Oh, snap. This is what we're all excited for.
This is not. Is this the figure? This box is very light.
It is. It looks very light. But it also looks awesome. Yes, that's how the Eric Bischoff figure is.
Okay, I thought they came in regular packaging, no?
No.
I thought that they came in packaging on your shelf. They
smalled them down a little bit more. They're still not, I mean, it'll fit in with your Eric Bischoff, so don't be too upset about it.
Okay.
Eric Bischoff's in the small box.
The packaging looks great. Get out of my face, microphone.
Hey, sure.
I mean,
microphone.
So I'm a little disappointed in this because my plan was, I have this one. I was going to get another one to put the Rhea on the shelf.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need it now because it's not the same packaging. And I'm not usually nitpicky with that stuff, but they did it with the new gen ring.
Yeah. Well, I think the new gen was a little bit more of a spectacular, it was a spectacular release. There was a little bit more oomph on it. So it's still great though. I get why they cut.
The cane came in regular packaging, didn't it? Oh no. Nope.
He's in a little square box.
I never opened a cane ring either. Yeah. There she is. Week, no. Mommy's home.
That is fantastic looking.
Wow. Mommy is home. Wow. I'm so disappointed in the packaging.
Yeah, no, it threw me in a loop when I seen the Eric Bischoff like that. I remember the cane being like that, but I was like, man, did we have to do it with everything? But it's fine.
I thought the cane had regular packaging.
Nah.
You opened it?
I think you're thinking of the cape cane.
Maybe. I thought the one that came with the ring had regular packaging. So.
Yeah, I wish. We did open mine.
Wow, look at the details on this figure, though. This thing is amazing. Nice. Like, I feel like new arms for her. Let's go close. I don't have the fig cam set up today, but look how sharp.
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah, look at the detail, the tattoos on the legs. I feel like she's gotten more tattoos since.
It's crystal clear, too. Just so you know. It looks great.
Wow.
Love the legs, man, with the tattoos under the nylons. That's super, super cool.
Got a little handkerchief there. It's like molded in like the Jeff Hardy one was.
That's cool. Mommy knows, man.
It's attached to the belt, so I don't want to yank it out. Yeah, no, it's actually attached. So I guess
that's cool.
So,
big fan. I like when they do stuff like that.
Yeah, look at
that. Imagine if it came off. You'd have a purple scarf on your forehead for the next 6 months.
No. I found my Toni Storm shoe finally. Wow, look how great she looks. This is so good.
She looks fantastic.
The tattoos and the legs and everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's an Ultimate Edition. Obviously, we know it's going to get that extra love, but it is fantastic.
Wow. We have extra hands. Let's show you the women. This is the first time the Women's World Championship's been included, right?
Maybe. You would know that better than I would.
Look how nice the detail is on that.
I love the side plates are on there. Well, this is really cool.
The sharp mic? I can't really tell. Yeah, now it is.
There you right? go. Yeah.
Wow, nice belt.
So she's very clean.
I know she just recaptured on a debut episode of Monday Night Raw on Netflix. So we got extra head. You want to see the extra head?
Absolutely. I'm like Al Snow. I love head.
Al Snow.
What does everybody want? Yeah.
There we go. Let's show it off better. Let's put it on her.
It looks so good. Is this the head you're talking about? The only good one here? You don't like this head? I'm not a fan of this head either.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, this head is.
It's not a bad head. It's just, I think the hair needs to be a little bit longer for this one. Like just a tad. But it looks good.
Holy smokes. I feel like I'm going to break it trying to get the head off.
Dude, you know what? Since they've switched factories, I've been very, very, very careful moving things. That Lita I got, she was stiffer than a $2 steak.
That head and a normal face.
Yeah, the smirk one's my favorite. That's why I took the pictures with the smirk one, to be honest.
The head on, and I don't think her neck is that long.
This one's not too bad, but it's the more serious one. He's a little goofy looking. I feel like if you put it down and you capture the right angle and glimpse, you get the Triple H.
Okay, there we go. Now I got it on.
Bobby wants to play that game. There you go.
Smiling, Rhea.
Dude, Jack, too. Look at the muscles.
I don't know. Look at the how good they did, like the muscles. They gave her
great. Yeah, her traps, man. She's packing. See, Matt knows my problem too. That Lita was awful.
And it's
not design wise. It was from the factory.
I really, really loved this. Honestly, I was excited for this ring more so for this figure. Like, I really needed a Rhea Ultimate, and it's really good.
It looks really good.
I am impressed.
Yeah.
Trying to pose her.
I didn't expect it was going to be anything bad. I thought it was going to be great.
Where's Daddy Dom? Dirty Dom?
He's behind you somewhere.
That he would be.
Yeah.
Look, Mike.
He's floating.
I'll do what you said.
See, look how awesome that is. Mommy and Poppy together again.
We need the new Dom here too.
That looks good.
Match each other if you want to put these two together.
Yeah. So.
Well, Chicken I mean, Eddie. Here's the good news, guys. The Vietnam, from what we understand, future weeks are going to be a lot better.
I'm telling you, everything else was fine. It's a few hiccups here and there. Nothing will ever be as bad as that Ninja Turtles line.
And if you watch. If you watched Nick Storm's interview with them, or if you watched a big Case Fresh podcast,
Steve,
and they let it know if you have a problem with figures, and I believe the number is going to be right on the box.
It is.
Call the number and let Mattel. Here,
I got you.
All right.
Where is it at here? It's one of these things.
Yeah, the number is not on this box. Check it out. Yeah, you'll definitely.
You know what you can do? You don't even got to call the number, though. You can go on your Instagram and message Mattel. You can go on Mattel's website and email them and say, yo, my figure broke because the paint is massively stuck.
But
I thought they had the website on the back. I'm surprised they don't.
Let them know. Like, complaining to Steve and everything is fine, so he knows the issues. But Mattel needs to hear about it from the masses. Steve could tell 100 people contacted him. They need to hear from 100 people or 1,000 people.
It's right here where the question mark is, and it's www.wicke. No, that was the.
Oh boy,
that was a good one. Come on, you gotta love that. There you go. That's we're zooming all the way.
Hands for mommy with the tattoos.
Yeah,
this figure is absolutely
right with
amazing.
So. service.mattel.com, and if you're confused about it, look where the question mark sends you, because that's the question mark. But it is true, they don't know these things on a grand base unless we reach out,
right?
And I'm at fault too. I get a problem, first thing I do is I do what everybody else does. I go and complain on the internet.
exactly.
No, but serious, like if you have a problem with your toys, like I'm probably going to hit him up about the dusty roads.
I complained to you about my paint apps on my AEW figures. I never wrote Jazzwares.
Yeah, but guess what? Jazzwares we'll send you a new figure for complaining.
Moxley's got the paint all over his face.
I got that. I'm past it. gonna leave Moxley out of this. All right.
The Supreme Mox.
That was the bruised variant. Okay. It's black.
There she is with
Blackpool Combat Club.
This is a great figure, man. It is great.
It is.
It feels like
I love the new women's title design. I know we haven't gotten a chance to really talk about that since they came out with it, but it looks like it's got that WCW vibe. Very clean belt.
Like the world title for the men, it's just a smaller version, which is basically based off the old WCW belt.
I'm here for it. It was a good call on WWE for that part.
This is what we're gonna do, guys, with the ring. I'm gonna build the ring and I'm gonna not build it right now. I'm gonna build it tonight, but I'm gonna record the whole thing. I'm gonna make a time lapse. And you all can watch me. I'll put it up in like a minute video tomorrow. Put in a whole ring together, the whole new ring. And then I'll take pictures and stuff. And I could even, you know, I'll record it on regular speed and then time lapse it in like Final Cut. And then I'll show up close videos. So,
yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's a big ring.
It's a great ring. So I can't wait to put it together when we're done here in just a little bit. Unless you guys, maybe I'll just go live later and do it again tonight.
You could do that. I think the WCW one took me way less time than the New Gen Arena.
Really?
Way less time than the Monday Night Raw one, because I think it's like in our brain how to do it now. But the worst part is putting
built the New Gen ring. Like,
it feels like forever.
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean that canvas is that's the hardest thing. Yeah,
and I'm like, wait a minute. It's in a little box. Like
they started it with the canes, and it was to cut cost down for our overall pricing of things.
Still find it on my shelf somewhere. So
hopefully they'll eventually come out with the Rhea Ripley.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get a Rhea Ultimate,
and then you could swap out the cases.
Ooh, I need somebody.
It doesn't make the same.
Anybody do custom boxes out there?
There's a market for it, my friend.
I'm so bummed by that. I guess if I would have opened it, Bischoff on a Kane ring, I have them. I just never opened them because how many rings can you display until my new unit is built?
Well, you know what's cool though? It's like the only figures in that box shape are going to be the ones that came with the rings after the New Gen Arena. So I guess that having three of them makes it a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'm sure eventually we'll get a SmackDown ring too.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of the head, Mike? I think which one
I
do
love
you like?
The head. Let me see the other one.
I think I
like the other one better.
I just knocked her necklace off, or her, whatever it's called.
I like that one better.
I think this
mommy doesn't smile.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Mommy hurts people
only after she kisses Liv or licks Liv.
Yeah,
that's kind of like a funny evil smile.
I mean, you'd smile too after licking Liv.
Hey. Hey.
Just say it.
Wow, I love this Rhea figure.
I got Chris Candido here. He's staring me down.
All right.
I got so much crap to open. We really just got to have like a catch-up day.
We do. I like mustard.
It's fantastic. That's a way better face.
Let's see. Oh,
you need like a pose where she's got her head over her shoulder, just holding the belt up.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Tom's getting funky like a monkey.
Stiff.
It's stiff. A little stiff. Oh, yeah, a little stiff. Where's the hell did I throw Lita? Now you got me pulling Lita back out. Or not. Maybe I lost Lita. I feel like Matt Hardy now. can't keep the damn Lita.
Wow, I can't. Does she have to display? Yeah, she does have to displace in hopes.
You know what it is? It's just the paint on the knees. Here, you really gotta stretch out the figures. It's like working a submission match.
I just wonder if you boil them or whatever. If you put them in,
you could. Here you go. You can see it here. I can't pull her arm back. There we go. But I can't.
See, her arms are pretty flexible. Look,
her arms. It's just certain joints get stuck, man. It's weird. Yeah.
Like no issues with the arms at all. It's just the legs that are stiff. And I don't want to break the fingers, so I'm not going to keep trying it.
So. No, definitely try the hot water trick. It'll help.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, need his elbow. This elbow top, this part, the forearm does not bend.
Oh.
Like I'm about to break that bad boy.
Yeah, I have no problem to break your finger.
Yeah.
The arms are absolutely fine.
Yeah. No, it's just she was just stiff for a little. Like you got to work it and try to flex them out a little bit. I think the same thing with the Ninja Turtle toys too. That's great.
She's saluting CM Punk.
She's best in the world.
I love it. And again, you do get the extra C grip hands that have the tattoo on it. I like how they have the little things for her stockings up there too. Like,
yeah,
details. They did a great job. And
are those painted on or are those actual accessory? Like,
oh, those are accessories.
There's like molded on, right? That's cool.
And they're loose. You can move them a little bit.
That's nice.
They look like
nice. As you should be able to.
Yeah. A great figure. Great, great Rhea Ripley figure.
See, Xbox stuff too. You can barely move them.
Wow. Yeah. Again, they know about the problem. Steve said that he told them about the problem.
Yeah.
Need the masses to tell them because
listen, but you know what the thing is? It's one person can say a million things, but if nobody's listening, they're never gonna get it. So we got to be the people that are the voices out there. Look at that X-Pac, dude. Wow. Look at the knee pads. I know you're not a knee pad guy, but look at the new knee pad mold on six here, man. They did a great job.
No, I can't,
a good job.
And holy.
There we definitely go. Do the hot water trick.
Take some physical therapy for her.
Yeah. Take her to the chiropractor with you next time. Loosen her joints for me, will you?
There you go. So, no, great figure. I love like all the bend in the toes and everything. Cool.
Yeah. Dude, it's great. It's awesome. Can't wait to pick her up myself.
Since I had a crazy day today, guys, we're going to do the guest of Fig next week.
You're it's okay.
Maybe I'll
we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Lots of news. We'll figure it out. Gotta build this ring. I wonder how fast. So it comes with directions, right?
I bet you could get it done in a half hour.
With me, that's an hour. And how many curse bombs?
45 minutes and one paper cut and 75 curse words.
75.
You're banking three a minute. That's at least.
Oh, that's why we're getting into the time lapse. Maybe I'll do it live on here. Maybe I'll just pop on here live. So set your notification. So if I do go live, if you guys want me to go live, I will go live. Just let me know.
You will.
If not, I'll post a time lapse.
Yeah.
I got a little boy waiting for me upstairs. Oh, he's Superfly.
Oh, wait. Just hanging out with Xbox.
Damn. He's able to flex his legs.
It's stiff.
Yeah.
He was able to put it up, and now it won't go back to.
Oh, no, don't break
it. I'm serious. I think it might break. Oh, no.
Make it hot.
That's a bummer. I'm going to have to make it hot. But it's there's no win until like you can fix it, you fix it. You know what I mean? But the hips are the worst when it locks up because it's usually the pin on the inside right here that gets stuck. So if you're bending it like this, it's going to hurt. It's going to break.
What coast do you want? I'm only the good one here. What coast? Because I'm thinking of doing 11 p.m. tonight. Go live. Unbox. Let's go. Build a ring. Join me 11 p.m. tonight, guys, and I will build.
You're Eastern.
Yes, I am Eastern. I will build the new Raw ring.
Let me be more Pacific with you.
Okay.
You said 11, so that's going to be
10 your time. 8 West Coast time.
Yeah, there we go. I was trying to plan it. It'd be funny. But
I just blow your spot.
It's all good.
Oh man.
That's why I got the flames. I gotta put this thing away. I'm still holding this. This has been sitting at my desk since December.
Three. Don't you have three more?
I got four of them. I got the whole total. They're cool looking though.
That is awesome though.
I gotta get a good picture with Kane.
And then
the problem is setting up the ring. But look at that. Look at that with the LED light on it.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that. Wait, where'd you get the LED light from? It came with it?
Well, no, I put it on my phone. But here, let me do this real quick because I think it's going to look really cool. We get to show people how you can manipulate stuff for some photography real fast. Those ones off. You can work with me. The problem is we get all this new technology where you can control your lights with your phone.
Yeah.
You can do all this stuff, but then it just sits there spinning, waiting for the Bluetooth to work. There we go. We're getting darker. See, I'm blue now.
You're blue, man.
Look at that. Look how cool that looks.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
You just use a flashlight. Like, if I was to take a photo with this, I would put it like that on the flashlight. I would use the base four figure. Right? We'll do that. Bam, bam. And then you got this awesome big Bully Busick coming out, lighting his cigar on the fire.
Wow.
It looks good. It's cool, though. I love how they made him translucent.
Yeah.
I feel like I am in the Blue Man group. I don't even know what's blue in them.
So, Blue Man group. Mike's going to be beating his drum later.
Something.
Anything else? The
Twinkies in the mouth?
Before we head out of here, I got to get a podcast ready to drop tomorrow before I come back.
We got a podcast. Stay tuned. Guys, go check us out everywhere and anywhere. Go follow us on Instagram. The only good one here. Go follow Tom. Follow the guys.
Ready for the unboxing. At the OG Fig Kid on Instagram. Mike is at Mike Bellcaster on Instagram. And we are at Official Fig Guys everywhere you can possibly look. So give us a follow. Listen to the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a review. Leave us some comments.
That's it, right? I'm stealing the blue meanie's gimmick. Let's do the dance. I'm not lifting my shirt up though. We're doing it. Oh, thank God. Welcome to the BWO, brother. This was fun.
It was fun.
Great. Had a great time.
I can't wait to build this ring later.
I can't wait for you to build the ring later.
You can watch, Mike, or you can come join
me. I will be watching. Everybody will be sleeping. I'll be less blue. I'll be happier.
Yeah. All right, guys. So until next week or until 11 p.m. tonight, whenever you want to join us.
Until next time.
Yeah. Big guys out.
Because it could be any time. Big guys out.
Thanks for watching, Big Guys.